Mark, chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had his hand withered. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he says to the man who had his hand withered, Stand in the middle of the synagogue. And he says to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good, or to do harm? To save a soul, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around on them with anger, being grieved at the hardening of their heart, he says to the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it forth, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out, and right away with the Herodians gave counsel against him, how they might destroy him. And Jesus with his disciples withdrew to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, hearing what great things he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples, that a little boat should wait on him because of the crowd, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that as many as had plagues pressed on him that they might touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they looked at him, fell down before him, and cried, saying, You are the Son of God. And he charged them much that they should not make him known. And he goes up into the mountain, and calls to him whom he himself wanted, and they went to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. And to have authority to cast out demons. And he appointed the 12, and he gave the name Peter to Simon. And James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he gave them the name Boanerges, which is, sons of thunder. And Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean. And Judas Iscariot, who also delivered him up. And he comes into a house. And the multitude comes together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, He is beside himself. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, He has Beelzebul, and, by the prince of the demons he casts out the demons. And he called them to him, and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom can't stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself, and is divided, he can't stand, but has an end. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man, and spoil his goods, except he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Truly I say to you, all their sins will be forgiven to the sons of men, and their blasphemies by whichever they will blaspheme. But whoever will blaspheme against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Because they said, He has an unclean spirit, and his mother and his brothers come, and, standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a multitude was sitting about him, and they say to him, Look, your mother and your brothers and your sisters outside seek for you. And he answers them, and says, Who is my mother and my brothers? And looking around on those who sat around him, he says, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever will do the will of God, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother.